The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Everything from the Palestinian-Israeli situation in Gaza to Libya, to the issues of ISIL, Iraq, and Syria.
The press talking about leaning on Egypt and Egypt needing to play along and be a big part of this, which, of course, Egypt has been the area that the Israelis and the Palestinians have come together when they were trying to work out some kind of a peace accord. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Lots happening, huh, as we roll through onto another weekend. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, resigns. Mixed reviews. Some people say he was the champion of civil rights and did a great job in that area. Others inflamed by how he handled Operation Fast and Furious. Democrats and Republicans actually agreed on this one. Some Democrats didn't like the job Eric Holder did, along with a lot of Republicans. I think Eric Holder was the one guy, almost immediately I said, I would have given a pink slip to him in the beginning, because he exposed the president. He sort of put him in a vulnerable position. He did put him in a vulnerable position when it came to terrorism and what had happened through the Bush years with Khalid, Sheikh Mohammed, etc., and then that pushing that out there and kind of throwing the CIA under the bus. That was a bad note to start on. And Fast and Furious was bungled from the beginning. And then Ferguson, Missouri, not much of anything there. Ferguson just had another standoff and arrested a bunch of people with the police chief trying to quell fears, but saying he wasn't going to resign. So that was also on the Eric Holder watch. To be an attorney general, you will be right in the middle of things if you're the top cop constantly, especially when there's any kind of major infraction that has to do with things like civil rights, if you threw that out there, and other things that are affecting people in this great nation, because you are the top law enforcement cop, in a sense, when you hold that title. Eric Holder hangs on to the job until a replacement is named. Deval Patrick's name has come up as a potential. The district attorney in the associate district attorney in California's name has also come up, Kamala Harris. So will that be the direction the president goes in? And then the other part of it is, can he get a nominee through? In the meantime, we started with Egypt and the problems in the Middle East. Something of a silver lining, I don't want to call it a silver lining, but something that I'm sure may give some comfort to the families of the men, James Foley and Stephen Sotloff and David Haynes, the Brit, who were beheaded. The U.S. thinks, our FBI thinks they've identified who it is. They think they've identified the person in the video doing the, murdering those three men. That means they're on the move to try to get him. And U.S. analysts have said in the past it's not possible to know from the videos who exactly carried out the killings. The pictures fade to black and the slayings aren't shown in the entirety, so try not to show too much of the person. But they think they know who it is, which you can bet there'll be a race to get that person. I mean, it's gruesome. Showing their killings in videos that were posted online. It was awful. So I hope they get them. ISIS has been ramping up its threats against the United States and the West. The group declared the establishment of a caliphate, an Islamic state, stretching across the territory they've conquered. This is the problem with so many of the people in Iraq and in parts of Syria as well. So There's about 1,000 men from England who are fighting with ISIS and 300 from the United States. They've got passports. So the concern is who's coming in from Syria or somewhere else in the Middle East with a passport from our country or England or Australia. And the mayhem and the murder, if they're willing to do that, then come back to the United States, try to carry out the attack. But you can bet they're dangerous. And trying to track who they are has got to be what they're working on round the clock. Because Foley and Sutloff both disappeared as they were kidnapped. Foley in November of 2012 in northwest Syria near the border with Turkey. And he was working with a news outlet, Global Post. Then Sotloff disappeared from Syria in August of 2013. And the same thing about posting the video was up. The video was up, and it's, boy, unbelievable. Doing the messaging and then thinking that that was going to make us back off. It did everything but back off. The airstrikes will be ramped up, I guarantee, throughout the weekend, at least Sunday into Monday. And the big difference is truly a coalition is forming here because you have the United Arab Emirates and the Saudis who are not just staring at it from afar, but they're involved. So once their foot's in and once they're involved in it, which has happened, game over. Game over. I think this is not to be belittled. I think it's so significant to have them not backing off and do a clandestine thing where they're giving up some money because they realize just how brutal these guys are. And then there's the outcry that they're funding the terrorists because where is the money coming from? And Qatar's emir was quick to say, we do not fund terrorists. He defended his country against all those allegations of funding terrorism and pledging support to fight against ISIS for the long haul. He said, you know, we don't fund extremists. And if you talk about certain movements, especially in Syria and Iraq, we consider them to be terrorist movements. And it is exactly what it is. And trying to take them out, take out all their supplies, and get them away from the oil as fast as possible, because that is definitely a money shot for them, so to speak. And while you've got in Syria, Bashar al-Assad, who is the strong man, who is the stronghold, he's no longer the priority of the United States. Now it's about the rebels being involved in it and stopping it as fast as we can, as fast as humanly possible. So America's done what the president unfortunately wanted to avoid, and what is that? Intervention in the Syrian war. That line has been stepped over and completely erased. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Worked his way into the position that he got in the first place, and of course he has to be approved. The president threw him up, and he was, and he's a guy who served actually during Ronald Reagan's administration as an associate judge at the Superior Court of the District of Columbia, and he's a Columbia Law School graduate, and he was an attorney for the District of Columbia for quite some time, and then he was sworn in February of 2009 after he served under Bill Clinton. He was the deputy attorney general, so that was his trail to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Like I said, I think the big blunders, and there were a bunch of them, the shaky confidence because of the whole waterboarding thing and almost totally annihilating the morale in the CIA and having that organization just collapse like a cake in the middle. But Fast and Furious and of course, contempt of Congress was a big thing that you could talk about with Eric Holder. Dan is listening to us as we continue to roll on here, and we're going to get to the mailbag in this segment. We're going to go to Dan in Texas, though, first. Hello, Dan.
Okay. I got a couple of jokes for you.
And yay.
Then I'll do a little bit on Holder. If well-endowed young women work for Hooters, where do well-endowed young women with only one leg work?
Where?
IHOP.
That's good. I like that IHOP. That's good.
I stole that from 2 and a Half Men.
That's a good one.
Yeah, okay. Now, this young woman had a body on her that would just absolutely cause car wrecks. But when people saw her face, they were like, ugh, because she had pretty bad acne. So she went to her doctor, and she said, is there anything you could do? He says, well, we do have a new experimental drug that's been approved, but there's side effects. People have hot flashes, and they sometimes grow a little more hair than they should, and you know, do things like that. She says, give it to me. I've got to try it. He says, okay, come back in a couple weeks. Let me know how it worked out. So she went away, and 2 weeks later, she come back. She's wearing this turtleneck sweater, and the acne was all cleared up. Her face was just as pure as could be, and she looked absolutely fabulous. And he says, well, he said, did you have any complications? She says, well, yeah. She said, I've got a lot of extra hair. And he says, where? She says, well, all the way from the top of my neck clear down to my testicles, and that's another thing I want to talk to you about.
Oh, man. Oh, Dan, you are crack. You crack me up.
Okay, well, you do me too. I love that one little joke you told me. And so there. Now, with Holder, his first claim to shame was when he got the pardon for Mark Rich. And he's run interference for Obama since he came in. Him and Obama were both at Columbia. And
yeah,
they're both disciples of the Cloward Piven, which is the program that is run by the Lewinskyites that want to destroy America. And they figured if they could bankrupt America, that would bring on their national socialism program that they want to install in the United States and give him control of the people. That's why they pushed Obamacare first, never mind amnesty for the illegal aliens, any of that, because that was their plan. And the Fast and Furious wasn't a deal where they could trace the guns. That was a deal where they could claim, oh, well, these people are all being killed because the guns are being bought in America by these illegal people. And it's terrible. We've got to ban guns. That was part of the program. Cloward Piven said, we can get rid of the guns in America, we'll be able to bring about socialism, okay? See, I know where the bodies are buried. So when it blew up and it was proved that Holder and the government was actually giving sanctions to people to buy these illegal aliens, illegal guns, and going across the border, and the federal government was supplying the money to buy the guns, that came back to haunt them, and that's why Holder is getting out of Dodge before he winds up in jail. As far as him becoming a Superior Court judge, even with a lame duck and nothing to lose Congress, nobody's going to vote for Holder to become a Supreme Court justice because of the fact that he has demonstrated that he is un-American all the way down the line. And everybody out there, Democrat or Republican, would be tainted for life if they voted for Holder. So that's gone.
I agree with you. There's no way that would happen. Absolutely.
One little thing, and then I'm going to let you go. There's a situation where the federal government is using our tax dollars to supposedly reimburse the religious organizations, such as the Catholic Church, Baptist, and so on, to harbor these illegal aliens and give them places to stay and put them in our schools and so forth. And all the states that broke out with these viruses from that bad cold routine that was going around, that's where all the came from. But if the churches take the reimbursement from the federal government, they lose their status-free, tax-free part of not of being churches, so they can't get reimbursed. So all the money they're spending is for naught. They're not going to get reimbursed because if they do, they lose their status as tax-free organizations.
Yeah, and that doesn't make any sense. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Doesn't make any sense. No, good stuff, Dan. Absolutely, I agree. You know, and talking about Holder, he touching that would be like touching the third rail, just smashing your hand on it and instant death politically, for sure. There is no question about that. And Holder is one of those guys that he did not cross over democratically, not in all circles, but in a big chunk of the circles, and certainly with the lawmakers, and that was because of the document thing and tracing back to a couple of different incidents that happened during his entire time as the Attorney General. And the Fast and Furious thing, though, I think that was one of the key reasons why, the big downfall. Because, you know, eventually it's like the boy who cried wolf. He keeps denying and saying, and I don't know, and I didn't have any idea about that. I mean, he was deft at doing it. Before the microphones, he stood his ground and would just be able to turn it around. He was very good at that. But it just didn't seem like, well, this can't be. How can you be the top enforcer and you don't know about this huge, unprecedented program that's being rolled out, Fast and Furious, and then you don't know what's happening with Fast and Furious and the holes and the problems within it. And there's no question that it was a very politicized Justice Department under Eric Holder. It was. That's why, and when you've got Democrats and Republicans in agreement, kind of not excited about Eric Holder, then, you know, you're on to something for sure. Because a lot of Democrats were not in his corner. There is no question about that. So we only have a couple of minutes before we go to Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minutemen organization, and his thoughts on what's happening at the border and Ebola. You know, you keep hearing about these stories about Ebola, which he says he believes the risk is low, but it's still there. And he would tell anybody who wanted to be a part of the Minutemen organization that, hey, this is something that could happen. There's something you have to be aware of. There's no guarantee that it won't happen anyway. And also the numbers of people coming over and why, in particular, which I agree with him, this dual fence is not a big deal, but it would cost $4 billion to do it. We've probably wasted $25 billion in debating it in various committees and trying to figure out what to do at this point in our history. And it's been decades and decades of bouncing this around and tossing, as I call it, the hot potato from one person to the next, depending on when it's an election year. If it's an election year, then it's definitely going to be passed. If it's not an election year, then depending on the makeup of the demographic of the person who was elected, will they tackle it or not? And unfortunately, a lot of times it was the not. So there's massive frustration over that. We're going to talk to Jim next because we're going to push the mailbag. And I promise we will get to the mailbag at the tail end of the hour. So stay with us.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been talking about the border for a long time here on America Tonight. I've mentioned that I've been out with the Border Patrol three different times, and I shouldn't say I was stunned, but each time I went, there was a new revelation. We are so pleased to welcome to this show Jim Gilchrist. He's the founder and president of the Minuteman Project. And I'll tell you, with everything that's happening, we hear what's going on with ISIS, Ebola, and just the numbers once again with what's happening at the border and some of the horrific stories, it's such an interesting, sad time, I think, that we live in, and it's about time something really happened along the border. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thank you for having me on your program.
So you've been involved in this for a long time, the Minuteman Project, and every time there's a disaster at the border and when you respond, and people really love that on America Tonight, people call in and say, you know, look what they're doing, look what the Minutemen are trying to do. Is this the worst you've seen it, or is it just that there's so many different things that we're dealing with now as far as illegal immigration?
As far as the illegal immigration, it's not the worst. It was the worst back in 2003, 4, 5, and 6, just as the Minuteman Project was launching and bringing national awareness to this issue. Since then, we've managed to get some influence, not direct, but we are getting some influence from congressional members, and immigration now is on every political platform of just about every governor and certainly every presidential candidate and every senatorial candidate. Whereas prior to 2004, no one would even talk about it. So the problem has gotten a little better, but we still have over 2 million illegal aliens penetrating our southern border with Mexico, coming into the United States, setting up shop here and not leaving. And that's compounded every year after year after year. But instead of being 4 to 5 million, like back in 2003 and 4, it's only about 2 million. We still need a dual Israeli-style dual fence along that entire border. We only have it for 12 miles in San Diego. I was just down there today. 12 miles of San Diego is protected very seamlessly. The other 1,988 miles of the border to Brownsville, Texas, is essentially unprotected.
Yeah, what, you know, there was always that big push in Congress for it, but I say it's like the hot potato that it looks good and people start to talk about it. When, yes, we have to protect our borders. Yes, we have to secure the borders. And then it gets shelved whenever there's an election. Do you find the same thing?
Yes. Yeah, this is something that it's a controversial issue. I have no problem with speaking out about it. I just spoke at a high school, a private high school, Francis Parker High School in San Diego this morning. And the students are very receptive. Some of them disagree. But it was it's something that has been shoved aside for so many decades since President Eisenhower. We have not had a president since Eisenhower who took our immigration policy and law enforcement seriously, nor Congress. They've all kicked the can down the road, kind of like our national debt. It's $17 trillion now and getting higher because everyone just keeps kicking the can down the road. Eventually, in my opinion, this is going to be a disaster. And I guess maybe we have to experience it before we really understand that the dire consequences of not enforcing your immigration laws.
Yeah, and the dire consequences include disease, because we see now these statistics that are coming out about Ebola, and people along some of the, especially the areas that you mentioned where they're exposed, there's not the dual fence, you're not having as much protection all the way through Brownsville, Texas, that there's concern that that's coming across the border, too, and that neighbors and other people could be infected by it, and other diseases as well. And this gets downplayed, but don't you think this is a serious crisis?
Yes, but these are crises that no one in politics, except for Stephen King from Iowa, Jeff Sessions, a senator from Alabama, Lou Barletta from Pennsylvania, they are right out there in the open. Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, about this issue. And but there seems to be a pretension that there is no problem. We'll wait until it presents itself. For example, we actually are going to wait for another 9/11 before we're going to take the threat of ISIS presence in the United States real serious. There is a serious threat of a terrorist attack, and certainly DHS is doing its best and local police departments are doing their best. But as long as we're going to have porous borders and open ports of entry, not the seaports or airports, but ports of entry land-based from Canada and from the United, from Mexico, we're going to have an open gateway for anyone who wants to come here. It is so easy to walk across that border. And if you have any type of training like an ISIS soldier has, walking across that border in 130-degree heat is not going to bother you. You could walk 100 miles in that heat. Any militarily trained person is going to be able to do that. They know how to deal with it. So you can infiltrate the United States so easily. But the worst threat is not the infiltration. I think it's the homegrown terrorists because they're already here. They've already got their plans laid out. I think the next target is going to be the usual. It's going to be a population-dense target like New York City and certainly Washington, D.C., because that's the political hub of the country. It'll be 9/11 all over again. These terrorist groups along the border with Mexico according to the reports that we're getting now, that there is some record of them down there. They're not going to attack El Paso. They're not going to attack San Diego. They're coming to the mall in Indianapolis, Indiana, or Minnesota, wherever that mall was that had the shooting recently. They're going to want big body count, but actually, they're not even going to pick a mall. They're going to go for New York City high rises. They go for a cruise ship with 5,000 passengers on it, sink it 2 minutes. If you split it in half with the right explosives, they're going to go for a school with a lot of young kids, like they did in Beslan, Russia, 10 years ago. They're going to go for a synagogue full of Jewish worshipers on a Saturday, killing 5,000, blowing the synagogue down to the ground. Same with maybe a Catholic church or a Christian church of some kind. It's going to be a high volume death count target. They're not interested in killing one or two people. That's good for the videos when they show somebody being beheaded over in Syria on a video to intimidate the world. But as far as attacking us on our own land, they want big, big body count. With one attack, not multiple attacks. It'd be one attack, and that's they're going to do it. Nobody knows when or where, but we know it is going to happen. And I'm all for putting that Israelite style dual fence along the entire border from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas. It would cost about $4 billion, which is about the amount of the money that Obama demanded from Congress to provide welfare benefit programs for the 63,000 illegal alien children that came over here in the last 9 or 10 months. I've seen the talk to Border Patrol and law enforcement down in San Diego on that dual fence border, and they say, and even Chauvin took me on a tour through it, it is virtually impossible to get through that double fencing. If you're lucky enough to get over the first 16-foot-high fence, and you're lucky enough to and limber enough to scale that, you're already spotted by the time you've touched that fence or gotten to the top of it. You have to come down, jump 16 feet or lower yourself 16 feet, and then scurry across 60 feet of dirt causeway to get to the next 16-foot-high fence that is just as difficult to try to scale. By then, Border Patrol cameras, sensors, and eyesight have already picked you out, and they're already inside that causeway apprehending you. So it's very, very effective. And why we haven't done it across the entire border is something that's it's confusing to all of us, even members in Congress. Why do we have political governors who are so reluctant to protect their own country? Because of political correct paralysis, emphasis on paralysis, prevents you from making a decision, making any kind of judgment, acting. You essentially become a sitting duck, and especially to your political opponent. So you shut up about the problem, hope it'll go away, and hope that you get reelected by remaining uncontroversial.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Hey, it was a great take. I completely agree with you. I've heard about the fence, too, as well, and why there wasn't a push there.
Yeah.
And I say, you know, the paralysis you say, I say it's a lack of word, a nation that reacts instead of acts and gets in front of something. Hey, one last one, Jim, because of, as you said, 2003 and 4 and 5 and 6, when the Minutemen Project was being established and you were getting a lot of attention and people were concerned and wanted to join up, do you still get a lot of people calling and saying, hey, what can I do? I want to be part of the project. Do you get a lot of that?
Yeah, and anybody interested, just contact us through my website. Click on my email and send me an email, and we'll connect you with somebody on the border who's already conducting border observation and reporting activities. I don't like to bring up the Ebola scare, but anybody who wants to participate should be aware that there is a remote possibility that there could be an Ebola problem on that border. I'd say a 10% chance, not 90. So it's a low chance, but I would not be surprised if we get some very serious disease passed through that open border as well into the United States. I don't think it'll kill us all, but it could kill a few of us before they get it under control.
All right, there you go. A warning. Jim Gilchrist, founder and president of the Minuteman Project. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The need for speed will never change in NASCAR, but there will always be new rules. That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
One of the biggest changes announced for next season bans all private preseason and in-season testing, promising penalties for any driver and team that doesn't comply. This will certainly save some teams money as they won't head to other tracks to test and tinker. How about the fact that a slippery surface won't halt the ride? NASCAR is working with Goodyear to introduce rain tires for Sprint Cup road race events, and when they can, they're going to let racers continue in the rain. It's worked in nationwide races. Next year, they're also reducing engine horsepower with a tapered spacer from 850 to 725, cutting the rear spoiler on the sprint car to 6 inches, which will create a loss of downforce stemming from a smaller spoiler, making the cars harder to drive by forcing the drivers back off the throttle in more of the turns. Changes are nothing new for NASCAR, as the powers that be believe it spurs on more competition and interest in the sport from season to season. That's Sports Shorts, and I'm the Sports Princess. here as we make our way, without any kind of a spoiler, down the final straightaway of this hour of America Tonight. We're going to hit the mailbag, but before we go there, police and protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, had a little bit of a standoff in front of the city police department. This happened late on Thursday. A bunch of people were arrested, and the arrests happened after the police chief, Tom Jackson, came out and started talking to the crowd. He agreed to walk. It was after he agreed to walk with the demonstrators that this fight broke out behind the chief. And then, of course, it got bigger and bigger, and the officers moved in and made all those arrests. Now, earlier in the day, Jackson apologized for the police department's actions following Michael Brown's shooting, but said he wasn't going to resign. Because now there's all this pressure still on the shooting of Michael Brown, what's going to happen with the grand jury, and how the police handled it. That's why he apologized, but he's not stepping away. And the spotlight still hasn't completely faded away from Ferguson, Missouri, particularly when you have more problems. And it was a little bit of a problem just a short while ago in that town, a stone's throw away from St. Louis. All right, on that note, let's walk down to the mailbag and check all those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Allie, who says, good riddance on Eric Holder. I didn't care so much that he was the president's man. I cared about the Fast and Furious nonsense. You know, it, to me, it seemed as though it was a cover-up from the beginning. And I always felt that way with Eric Holder, that there was something behind what he was saying. I could be totally wrong, but I was never a big fan almost from the beginning. Now I wonder who's going to step into that spot, especially with really just a couple of years left on the term of the president, and that's a president appointee once it is approved by Congress. Yeah, of course, that's what the attorney general is, a big cabinet position, and you are the top cop. That's why I call it. You're the top cop in the country, if you want to look at it that way. So who could be the replacement? Deval Patrick's name has come up as a possibility of somebody who might step into that role. He was an assistant attorney general for the Clinton administration in the Justice Department there under those years. Could be another name that comes up is Kamala Harris. Her name comes up a lot, the California Attorney General. She's kind of said that she doesn't want it, but is she just saying that to kind of put everyone off her trail? A lot of people are talking about her. And here's a guy that I actually like for the gig. And you know why I like him? Because he dared to go after the financial guys. And he took a lot of grief for it in New York. Preet Bharara is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. But here's what you need to know about him. The good thing about him is that he's on the list. He's got to be lower on the list, though. He's on the list, but he went after financial guys. You know, that's something that Holder never did. We didn't go after a lot of the financial people to answer for some of the things that happened, some of the egregious things, criminal things that happened that really sank our fortunes, if you want to look at 2008 hopping into 2009. And Preet did that. He went after a lot of people, so I think he'd be pretty good. Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary, his name would be on the list too, I'm sure. I can't imagine, though, that that's going to be his gig. I think at the top of the list of all, Patrick, his name has really been getting a lot of buzz, and also Harris's name, the Attorney General from California, even though she's kind of backing away from wanting that thing. Be interesting to see who gets, if they get it, because getting approved is the other thing. It's not going to be easy to get the person approved. All right, another one, and we got a ton on the whole Eric Holder thing, but I'll just take one more. Another one on Holder. This one is from Eric, who says, I am very happy that the decision on Holder's part was to resign. I thought that almost immediately he seemed to bungle things. We could argue in this space about waterboarding, whether it's terrorism or it's a form of getting information out of terrorists. For goodness sake, they are beheading us and cutting off of our fingers and everything else when they get a hold of an American agent or American people, as you see with the whole ISIS thing. So it's ridiculous to think that we call waterboarding an act of terror in the first place, but that led to some pretty dark moments for people connected to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And you've talked about it before, Kate. Yeah, absolutely. Because the shakedown of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed led to all the information that tumbled through that led to Osama bin Laden. Eventually, even though it was missed the first time around, and that all came out of grilling him, you know, loud music, a little bit of waterboarding, and whatever else had to happen to get the information. But that would be the biggest thing, because people were so shocked about the whole waterboarding deal, which there were things written out beforehand. There were legal documents in place, and that was really bad. All right, we move on to some other things, including ISIS, of course, always on the tip of the tongue for everybody. And this one is from Paul, who says, Kate Delaney, America Tonight listeners, good for you for your thoughts on ISIS. And it's also pretty awesome that the Arab nations, as you said, the United Arab Emirates and also Saudi Arabia has stepped up, and they actually are part of the airstrikes, I think, is tremendous, because that's what had to happen. I agree with you, Kate. I don't understand why you get pummeled when you talk about moderate Muslims, because certainly there are some. But the thing that was always so frustrating is too many of them were sitting on their hands and allowing the religion to take all the body shots it did. But I think it's terrific that the Arab nations are in it, because now they can't slurk away. They clearly are going after ISIS and must be as afraid of the possibilities of this terror network as we are. I mean, there's nothing to pick apart there. Yes, I agree. I think that the key thing was for the strikes to happen and for this coalition to come together. Yes. You had to have the Arab nations on board. You know, it was interesting, too, and I read this and I had no idea. Think of ISIS, and this is, you know, radical Islam, and here's how we think we should live, and here's how we think you should live. And then the story comes out, it was a female fighter pilot that led the airstrike. Major Mariam al-Mansouri, who was the UAE's first female pilot, was the one who was on the mission. Oh, you know those ISIS guys, when they get word of that, they were fuming, because they really hit their targets. The refineries trying to take out $2 million worth of a system for the Islamic State, and also hitting a lot of their tanks and trucks and all that kind of stuff. Hey, thanks for listening to us, America. Appreciate you.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.